are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for tuning in. You know, many people choose a variety of different forms of alcohol to intoxicate themselves with. We talked about butt chugging, where apparently there are college students that like to enemaize alcohol up their rectums in order to absorb a lot of alcohol, etc. And there's been a huge trend toward champagne with intoxication in the younger crowd. And why champagne? What's different about champagne than other alcohol? We're going to talk about this in light of the coroner's report that Glee star Corey Monteith had died from heroin and champagne. We'll talk about that. We have a tropical storm, Karen, that is forming in the Gulf of Mexico. There will be a hurricane watch from Louisiana to Florida. We're going to be talking about that as well. Now, cholesterol medications back in the news. I love these cholesterol medications, these statins. Now they're saying they could actually protect your gums, the gums of your mouth. You see, these are like wonder drugs. I think even if I don't have high cholesterol, I want to take these statin medications and just bathe in them. I love that pharmaceutical. I really, really do. Lance Armstrong has finally given back his Olympic bronze medal. What else do we have here? Let me see. Men being messy. Why they're messy. Oh, I don't care why they're messy. Oh, this isn't good. The more you sleep. We talk about people being sleep deprived and how bad that could be for you. Well, what if you sleep much? People who get more than 10 hours a night of sleep could also put you at risk for heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. You see, just talking about sleep makes me want to go to sleep. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whew. I tell you, I'm in the third season of Breaking Bad. I think we just saw Nomas. I'm not sure which one it is. And don't worry, for those of you that are catching up on Breaking Bad, am I the only one that feels like a complete doofus that all these years I had no idea that I should be watching Breaking Bad, and then all of a sudden now that it's over and I know the ending, I'm trying to watch it? Well, it just happened to be that as I was prepping for my show last night, I was watching some reruns of Breaking Bad. Not reruns for me, it was first time for me, but, you know, because we TiVo'd the marathon on AMC last week. And I guess Pinkman was getting drunk with his friends champagne. Now, I'm in my 40s. And so what I remember from the party days back in college was it was all about beer and cheap vodka. Maybe some cheap tequila, but most of us couldn't afford Jose Cuervo. So whatever was inexpensive, we got. Whoever brought whatever, some horrible wine. I remember some god-awful wine. But I don't really remember champagne. I guess this is, and please, school me if I'm a little behind the times, but champagne appears to be on the rise in terms of, using it to mix with drugs and to get drunk. Now, I realize champagne could be cheap, right? But I just never thought of kids wanting to get drunk on champagne. I always thought champagne was like, oh, a bit of the bubbly. I thought it was more for some, I don't know, socialite function. Where somebody walks around with some champagne goblets with some strawberries in them. And I always thought it was a more girly drink. Guys don't drink champagne, do they? Well, apparently they do. And unfortunately, we have the coroner's report on the Glee star Finn, who played Finn on Glee, Corey Monteith. Apparently, it was a mixture of heroin and champagne. They said in his room, now, mind you, okay, he was rich, so he probably could afford the fancy schmancy champagne. I've never had fancy champagne, so I have no idea what champagne, caviar, all that tastes like. Okay, I really don't understand. I mean, I think I tried fish eggs once. They were salty. If that was caviar, why are you spending money on that? I don't get that. I mean, get me, you know what I like at a party? I like a big block of cheddar cheese cut up into a whole bunch of pieces. And I like a nice creamy spinach dip and a French onion dip. If you have that at a party, I'm there. Don't be serving shrimp or bruschetta or caviar. I want chunks of cheese, you know, or you know what? The fanciest I'll go is a chocolate covered strawberry. That, but honestly, if all you had was pieces of chocolate, I'm fine. Anyway, unfortunately, he had died in Victoria, British Columbia, back in July at the age of 31. And from what they understand, there was a spoon with drug residue. There was a hypodermic needle, probably for the heroin, two empty bottles of champagne. And unfortunately, he had just completed rehab. And we know he had periods of illicit drug use in the past, but he did have periods of abstinence from drugs. Not sure why, after he had completed a rehab program in the spring, he went back to using that. But, you know, be on the lookout for, you know, your champagne supply dwindling in your house. You know, maybe kids these days realize that you could get a buzz from anything. Now, champagne is very elusive when it comes to the type of buzz or intoxication it brings on. From what we understand, the absorbing of champagne happens quicker than many of the other alcohols because of the gas and the bubbles. So these bubbly alcohols, even though we may think they're kind of foo-foo-y, they could be pretty strong. So the champagne buzz is actually a quicker one. And I think kids have figured this out. You know, it blows my mind. They can't memorize the preamble. They don't know the Bill of Rights. They can't name all our presidents. Yet they understand the intoxicating effects and blood absorption and half-life of alcohol. Blows my mind. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I was just wondering what your stance is on marijuana and what you think about the government making marijuana illegal, and if you think medical marijuana is acceptable, and if you think that marijuana would stimulate the economy. And I'm wondering if you think marijuana has any positive health benefits for chemotherapy patients, because my great grandmother has cancer, and I was just wondering if marijuana is a very good option for her.
I'm sorry about your great grandmother. Okay, so medical marijuana, there's a couple things I want to say on this. Stimulating the economy, it will. I mean, I hate to say that. If we legalize marijuana, yes, I think it would stimulate the economy. Government is just dying to have us have legalized marijuana so they could tax. Absolutely. The more the government could tax, the better. Going to the medical aspect of it, we'll talk about the economic aspect later. I love talking about economics. But from the medical aspect, what I've said on the show before is we're finding a trend towards implementing or incorporating marijuana in regular medical treatment. I think many doctors have discovered that many patients who do smoke and are open about smoking, we doctors have been, wow, you know, they don't seem to be coming to us for high blood pressure medications. They don't seem to be needing antidepressants. They aren't asking us for sleeping medications as much. And it's completely opposite, even weight loss. Many of my marijuana smokers are slim. And it's the complete opposite of what I learned about in terms of marijuana in school. You know, in medical school, they don't let us try everything. I wish they did so then I could understand what these drugs do. I still don't understand what the big appeal is with narcotics. And it took me years until I actually was in labor and they gave me a Demerol shot. I was in my fifth day of labor. I was miserable. And then you felt the euphoria and I was like, oh, okay, I get it. But I don't get it with over-the-counter pain pills. I don't get it with prescription pain pills. There's a lot of things I don't get. And what my patients are telling me about with marijuana is they don't need half the stuff I recommend because they are able to smoke something in their house. Now, as a doctor, I find that intriguing. It's very easy for me to be old school with my previous training where a drug is a drug. It's illegal. You don't touch it. It's bad. Anything that's illegal is bad. You don't go anywhere near it. You don't do it, etc. But I don't, you know, I'm supposed to have an open mind. Okay? And illegal versus legal all depends on what one legislature decides to pass. Well, maybe not one legislator, but a group of legislators. So, like, for example, prohibition, alcohol was illegal. It was legal, then it was illegal, and then it was legal again. So I can easily foresee marijuana becoming legal, whether we want that to happen or not. And once that happens, we will, at an exponential rate, we are talking freight train speed, see marijuana implemented into regular medical regimens. Because once everybody gets this this heaviness of the illegal concept of marijuana off their shoulders, you're going to see a lot of experts speak out freely saying, oh, please, let's use this. It's cheaper than blood pressure medication. It's cheaper than antidepressants. Now, again, in medical school, I was taught, and from what I saw with my patients, marijuana used regularly caused munchies, caused depression, right? Caused obesity. I'm seeing the complete opposite. You know, patients will tell me they had a death in the family, they'll have gone through a divorce, etc. And I go, you know, how you doing? How are you holding up? Do you need anything from me? I always ask, do you need anything from me? Do you want me to get you set up with a counselor? You know, what do you need? And they're like, no, I'm fine. I have pot. Now, I don't think that's the answer to everything, but if marijuana becomes legal, then what's the difference between marijuana and a pharmaceutical for depression? Okay? You know, we have natural substances out there. We have herbs. We have, quote-unquote natural substances, which are basically still forms of pharmaceuticals, but not pharmaceuticals. They're just not FDA approved in pill form in health food stores. And then you have pharmaceuticals. So somebody smoking marijuana to cope with things is going to probably be implemented into our regular medical regimen. If Obamacare can't insure everybody, and we and insurance companies can't very inexpensively provide care or pay for certain pills, and we start to see that many people who smoke pot are slimmer, are sleeping better, etc. Yeah, you're going to see a trend, which is kind of scary, towards recommending people smoke marijuana. Now, I do not want a country that smokes pot. Okay, I mean, we still need to function. We still need to drive. We still need to operate machinery, air traffic controllers. I mean, we, you know, and marijuana being in your system is very unpredictable in terms of how much you smoked, what you smoked, the grade of what you smoked. So, I mean, do I feel like it should be legalized? Because I'm very pro-police officers, and I have a lot of police officer friends and police officer patients, and many of them would rather spend their time working on the big stuff, you know, I vote with them. And if they want marijuana legalized so they don't have to be backlogged with that type of paperwork so they could just deal with the real heavy crimes, I'm for that. Would I be nervous about us having legalized marijuana? I am, because I see, you know, drunk drivers, people intoxicated with their Xanax, people intoxicated with their Ambien when they drive, and I don't know how the hell we're going to be able to screen people who have marijuana in their system. Plus, what a nightmare for somebody who smoked pot a couple weeks prior. If we don't have an accurate breathalyzer test, and all we could do is test by hair, blood, urine, etc., you could have somebody inadvertently blamed for the accident when the marijuana was in their system a few weeks back. So it's, I think it would be a regulatory nightmare, but I definitely foresee it happening. I predict marijuana will be legalized, and immediately the healthcare industry is going to jump on it, incorporate marijuana. Somebody may even try to package it themselves, like they did with marijuana tablets, and we're going to be prescribing marijuana within the next 5 years to people, even less. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many depressions and recessions in our past, we've been able to come out of it when there would be a war. And people have been talking about how government would love a war at this time because it would get us out of the recession or the depression. A marijuana industry could do it, believe it or not. We don't have to go to war. I'm not saying to do that. I'm not saying we need to legalize marijuana. But in terms of economics, if you look at all the things that would have to be done, right, government being able to now hire or prove to the people that they would need to hire more workers to, well, Obamacare. You know, even with Obamacare was supposed to, quote-unquote, help the economy. It didn't, obviously. But because it was supposed to hire more staff. Now we need people to implement Obamacare, navigate Obamacare, scrutinize, survey, etc. And the only thing is you don't make jobs by killing jobs. But something like a marijuana industry would definitely help the economy. Now, what type of medical conditions could benefit from marijuana? Well, like we've said before, there's a variety of one. Chemotherapy. We have to be very careful with marijuana and chemotherapy because marijuana could possibly interfere with chemotherapy. The reason why marijuana and chemotherapy go hand in hand when we think about the two is because of the nausea. Marijuana helps people with their nausea. Right? But I don't see us using marijuana at the same time as the chemotherapy long term because, again, we don't want interference. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, trying to keep a cough back. All right, we got Kip on the line from Salt Lake City. Hey, Kip, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how you doing today? Looks like we got Obamacare on the run, huh?
Oh, man. It's a cluster. I still haven't been able to log on to see what the hell they're offering. It's scary stuff, huh?
Well, hopefully we get something done there. Hey, my question, what are the similarities between the marijuana and the anti-nausea drugs that they've got out there now? Do they both make you tired? I guess that's my question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think back to my chemistry days. I think a lot of the anti-nausea medicines are of the phenothiazine class. I know if any of my medical professors were listening to me right now, they're probably just, let me see. I think the phenothiazines, like your Compazine and your Phenagan, et cetera, and these things, are antiemetics, which mean they prevent the throwing up. And by preventing that, you end up causing gastric relaxation, if I could remember correctly. Now, remember, I was an A student in high school and college, but a B student in medical school, so cut me some slack on this one. And so my understanding is because it's relaxing the GI system such as that, you can get tired. Now, marijuana being a sedative may not be acting directly like a phenothiazine would, but it may, because of the sedation, secondarily cause that. Like, for example, when you guys fall asleep with a sleeping medication, you don't really seem to burp as much, toot as much. Yeah, a lot of us fart in our sleep, but you know, we deny it, right? I deny it. But your gastric reflexes, even though you're digesting more when you're at rest, you don't seem to have as much hypermotility as when you're sedated. You see, so that's how I think it is. I think marijuana, it's more of a secondary effect as opposed to these antiemetic medications, it's more primary.
Is the nausea medicine, is it a narcotic, the ones they have now?
No, it's not a narcotic. However, it could accentuate the narcotic. For example, people that used to, when I did ER, when I was an ER doc, people would come in wanting a Demerol Phenergan shot. The Demerol Phenergan shot for their migraine, for their gout, whatever, and it's because the Demerol would make them nauseous, the Phenergan would help with the nausea, but the Phenergan would make you loopy also. So even if I just gave Phenergan without any pain pill, they would get a little loopy. And so it does sedate, but that's secondary.
All right. Okay. Hey, Doc, keep up the good work. We sure appreciate you out here.
Thank you, Camp. I appreciate you, too. Appreciate it. Thank you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I remember in medical school, somebody had given a patient a Phenergan shot for nausea. And the patient, I guess, got a little loopy. He gets out of bed, stumbles out of bed, falls, breaks his hip. All from a Phenergan shot. And I told you guys what happened with me when I gave a patient some Compazine. Best thing I could have ever done, but it was a screw up nonetheless. Not that I'm happy. It's one of the best screw ups I ever did. I told you guys about the story. I was very busy in the ER. I believe gunshot wounds and heart attacks, etc. And there was a woman that came in with a bladder infection early in the morning. All right. And, you know, she saw I had a whole bunch of charts. And I go, look, I'm so sorry. We're slammed right now. What do you need? What can I get you? She's like, well, I think I just have a bladder infection. So we test her. The urine looks dirty urine. All right. So, leukocytes, et cetera. So, you know, I gave her an antibiotic, and I told her, thank you, you know, for being so understanding that I can't spend that much time with you. We got all this going on. She's like, I completely understand. As she's walking out, she thanks me and she goes, Doc, do you mind? Can I get something for nausea? I'm kind of nauseous. And I'm like, of course you can. Absolutely. Have a seat. We'll get you something. So I tell the nurse, give her 5 milligrams of Compazine. She goes, doctor, come to think of it, I'm really nauseous. Can you give me a big dose? So I go, all right, 10 milligrams of Compazine. Now, the woman was only about 110, really small build, small lady. So we give her 10 milligrams of Compazine, which to me would have kind of then been a mistake. But she was really nauseous. I was busy. It's what she wanted. But thank God I did that. She starts going into some tardive dyskinesia reaction. Her mouth starts to look funny. She starts to breathe a little funny. And I look at her going, okay, well, you know, she really shouldn't overdose on 10 milligrams. 10 milligrams is a dose we give a lot of people. What the hell is going on? Well, she's short of breath, so I decide to check her heart. Her EKG had showed old, not old, but like 8-hour changes on the EKG. We run some blood work, right? Her cardiac enzymes, which usually take about 8 hours to rise, and they had been through the roof. So something happened to her 8 hours ago with her heart. So we figured out what had happened, that she had had a heart attack the night before, probably in her sleep. She came in the next day, not feeling right. Women may not present like men with heart attacks or past heart attacks. So she's a little nauseous, bladder infection. Meanwhile, maybe she really did have a bladder infection also because her urine was dirty, but it was the nausea that was her presenting complaint for a heart attack. But she thought it was a bladder infection, and so did I, because she said it was a bladder infection. So we sent her to Phoenix Memorial, because I was in Lake Havasu. She got catheterized, alive, well, everything fine. But that nausea medicine that I gave her induced her second heart attack. Okay, Dr. Dahlia, you almost killed somebody. No, I didn't. It actually saved her life because she would have just walked out of there, right, telling us she only had a bladder infection, was a little nauseous. Okay? I didn't even think. I mean, how many women with bladder infections get a full cardiac workup by their doctor? Now, ever since then, you bet your butt. Okay? You come in with a yeast infection, I'm going to be checking you for a heart attack. I don't care. There's no way I want to miss a heart attack, ever. So, sorry. You could have a pimple on your butt, and I'm going to check you for a heart attack. But, and I'm not saying don't always freak out just because you have a UTI. I think it was the nausea. But she didn't really talk about the nausea until the way end when she was dressed, leaving, you know, past the discharge counter on her way out. So, you know, these anti-nausea medications are, very good at what they do, but if, they're still chemicals. And luckily for her, she had her aftershock heart attack right in front of us. It's amazing. Thank God she's fine. Last thing you want is to have an old heart attack that nobody knows about, and then you get your second one. That's happened to my father. When my father died, my mom said, come to think of it, he had fainted a while back, and he didn't want anybody to know about it. It was no big deal. He fainted, so we didn't think anything of it. Well, that was probably his first heart attack. You know, any fainting, any nausea, any weird toothaches, and the dentist is like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Your teeth are fine. Anything odd, sweating, whatever, just don't mess with it. Get your heart checked. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Greg writes, Doctor, I'm a recovering meth user, but have gained over 60 pounds. My doctor recently diagnosed me with diabetes and high cholesterol. He does not know about my prior use, and he wants me to lose weight. He suggested fentermine. Should I take it? Oh, no. No, don't fentermine. No. Oh, man. I wish you could call in 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to talk to you. Okay, wow. Prior meth user, obviously skinny, probably, you know, when you use speed, meth, cocaine, you're skinny. You go through rehab, you gain weight. Okay, which is why, by the way, a lot of stars, they do drugs also. It keeps their weight down. Okay, I mean, these diet pills are kind of tough to use. But the drugs, at least you could kill two birds with one stone. You could party and lose weight at the same time. So you gain weight. Doctor now is saying you're diabetic, have high cholesterol, wants to put you on fentermine. Fentermine is a stimulant. I would say no. If you have successfully completed rehab for meth, I would not go to those types of diet pills. I would probably, if you have gained 60 pounds, look at Weight Watchers, Metafast, consider Lap Band, get a personal trainer. But no. Now, are there studies out there saying prior meth users could take fentermine? I don't know. Maybe some of you have been able to take diet pills. Well, I know patients who have. They were prior users. They recovered. Then later to lose the weight, they took diet pills. It doesn't necessarily mean you'll go back, but I would really avoid it because we need long-term weight control. You go on diet pill, you're going to gain the weight again. So I would do the weight loss differently. Great question, guys. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease decay or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as we've been watching the shutdown over the last couple days, and as well as watching the Obamacare exchanges, we're starting to get some very interesting numbers. One of the latest numbers that I've heard is less than 1% of the country, since the Obamacare exchanges have been open over the last 48 hours, have actually signed up. Less than 1% of the country. All right? What the hell is going on here? I thought everybody wanted health insurance. I thought the health insurance was supposed to be cheap. Right? Obama promised very inexpensive, affordable health insurance, and millions of people were supposed to become insured. What happened here? Okay? From what we understand, the state doing the best with the Obamacare exchanges is Kentucky, with 5.3% application rate. Where is what's happening now? It looks like these websites are getting millions of hits. Okay, are they selling advertising on these? I wonder if they are. That would be pretty smart to sell. I mean, you know, they're getting hits. Now, my guess is one of the reasons we would probably have more people sign up. It's just you can't log on. My husband tried, and they said he didn't qualify. He didn't even give any qualifying information yet. So there's a lot of glitches. We know that screws up. They say California turned less than 1% of its website visits into quote-unquote covered California participants. So even in California, less than 1% have signed up. Yet, 5.7 million viewers logged on to the website. Now, we are starting to see more applications coming in, but applications are pending. Now, again, I think many of us are confused because didn't they for months have time to get these ready? I don't understand this about deadlines, okay? October 1, they were supposed to have all this ready. Everybody was supposed to hopefully get health insurance, and Obamacare was supposed to save the world, right? Okay, yeah, that's what they claimed. All right? Yet, nobody really is that upset or cares that the states didn't really meet the deadline, okay? Whether you're for Obamacare or not. All right? Don't we have a little work ethic problem here? Okay, and you can't blame the shutdown because the shutdown only just happened this week. I am getting sick and tired of our tax dollars going to national and state legislatures that don't get the job done. Now, mind you, I'm not a fan of Obamacare. To put that lightly. Okay? But they had a job to do. And whether I wanted my taxpaying dollars to go to it or not, it went to it. Why the hell didn't the job get done? All they had to do, and our taxpaying dollars went to this, was set up a gosh darn website that would offer the choices. You didn't even have to purchase it on the website. They didn't even have to set up a PayPal account. It didn't even need a Facebook or Twitter icon link. It didn't need any of that. All it was supposed to do on a screen was show the different insurances and the prices. That's it. I could set up a website. Me being as computer illiterate as I am, and I have no idea how to operate a website, I could have put something like that up. Aetna, this, Blue Cross, this. Really? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got James calling from Nevada. Hey, James, how you doing?
Hey, you're doing good. I was just going to give you a little inside info on what's going on with Obamacare. If you remember, it's not a health care thing. It's a tax. Went to the Supreme Court, and they made it a tax because it was unconstitutional. If it wasn't deemed a tax, it's still unconstitutional because Amendment 28 says Congress shall not pass any laws that itself exempts itself from. So it's unconstitutional all the way around. So we don't have to buy anything. And insofar as the numbers go, the government lies about everything. They're lying about the numbers. It's nowhere near millions of people. It's only about 60,000 that have gotten on the main website, and it can't even handle that. So, yeah, you're correct. It's poorly put together, but it's done that way for a reason. You know, this is not supposed to be a working healthcare thing. This is just a smokescreen for the single payer plan, because when the thing fails and falls, they're just going to go, oh, well, it didn't work. We have to go to single payer.
Because once you promise healthcare for all, you promise entitlements, you promise everything. Now you made that promise, and the government has to make good. We can't go back. So if Obamacare fails, and all these politicians and our current administration and Hillary later, well, if they promise, oh, yeah, vote for me and you'll get health care, they're going to make it happen, whether it's single payer, public option, everybody get thrown on Medicaid, what have you.
But the thing that's really bothering me is if you're listening to the news, is how, they're going about the government shutdown. And, you know, one of the things that the Republicans, and I'm neither party anymore, but one of the things the Republicans did to keep this open was, is there's a, it falls in your category, the trials for the cancer cure for kids. And this lady on, I guess it was Fox or something, said that, sat down with Harry Reid and said, why is it that you guys won't pass this? Don't you want this? And he goes, of course we do. And then they said, you know, they were going on about the Republicans' individual mandate for this government to stay open. And
James
said, well, you know, she's the man. And Harry Reid turned around and said, well, why would we want to do that? And it was just...
Yeah, James, you're cutting out. But, yeah, I saw that, too. Harry Reid, who's the senator of my state, he got caught in a pretty nasty sound bite on that one, going, why the hell would we want to, you know, pass this, basically, when it comes to... when it comes to that sort of funding. Yeah, he got himself caught on that one. You know, this is a complete cluster. We've talked about that, and I don't want to blame that one to death, but we're basically forced to either deal with what the government is giving us or coming up with a solution on our own. One of you had called yesterday about the group of Wichita doctors that were coming up with a $75 a month plan where you get unlimited visits for that $75 a month. Plus, they were able to do blood counts out of their office cheaply. $75 a month comes about to like $900 a year. Many of you are already paying $1,000, $1,500 a year to your doctor doing VIP. MD VIP medicine or concierge medicine. I think that's what's going to happen. Whoever doesn't want to take what the government is giving is going to spend cash and buy their own plan. It's just you shouldn't have to. Okay? I mean, this is a complete mess. And unfortunately, even these cash plans, they don't cover the fancy schmancy expensive rheumatological medication or the immunological medication or the cancer medication. So these catastrophic plans that we're hoping we could buy and then maybe just deal with healthcare on our own, you need to still make sure these catastrophic plans are going to be able to cover what you need them to cover. You know, if insurance companies fail, alright, we could really be screwed. I know many of us don't like insurance companies. Lord knows doctors get sick of insurance companies screwing patients and screwing them. But we need an insurance company as much as we hate it. Some sort of system in place for the most expensive stuff out there. And the only way an insurance company stays viable is if healthy people are giving money to an insurance company and don't need it. Well, if nobody who's healthy wants to give money to an insurance company, and understandable so, then they don't have any money to pay for the sick people. That's why the system is destined to fail. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.